This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
No shit, all Sherlock. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm Jay Mateen.
And I'm
and then Hey Manuel.
Aaron Keefe.
Man, this is a great episode for people to really just pick up the podcast cold.
Yeah, if you've never listened and you turn this on, your headphones you think are broken, you toss them down, you smash them, you grab some new ones. Nope, it's just us.
Okay.
What do we do? We've been doing riddles and puzzles that we call riddies and puzzies.
But we're going to do something a little bit different today.
No, so yeah, if this is the first episode you're ever listening to, we'll catch you up. About 4 episodes ago, we discovered a body in the studio. We've scrapped the premise of the show, and we've been using our airtime to try to solve this murder.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a cold case because we didn't solve it in the first 48.
And but, the building's pretty cold.
And
the heat's
and
broken.
We record here once a week. So we keep coming back to the studio. The body is getting more and more degraded.
And what's our general vibes as like three people? Like, how would you describe Adol in one or two words?
I would say that Adol is a hotshot cop with nothing to lose. I'm a hotshot cop. I kind of have nothing to lose. And Erin's like a young rookie hotshot cop, and she's got nothing to lose.
I feel like Aaron has everything to lose.
A rookie has everything to lose. I got that young wife at home who's expecting a baby.
Yeah, that one.
She's not pregnant, but she's expecting a baby.
She's one day very young.
We're redoing a kitchen.
Oh no!
And we're supposed to go to Aruba later.
She's like 19, I think.
Shut up about my wife. I'm 19
Shut
too.
Up about
we're
who?
College. My wife. We're college sweethearts. But then now I'm a cop
wait.
In the force. Shut
you're
up.
You're 19 and you're college sweethearts.
Oh, I meant to say high school. All right, I got so much to lose.
Can we call this? CSM, my wife.
We can.
We might as
so
well.
That's our vibe.
Yeah, so our vibe is that.
Puzzles, riddles. We do some improv sometimes. We tear each other apart.
And we build each other back up so we can tear each other down again.
Mm-hmm. We build each other back up with lesser quality pieces so that it's easier to Big Bad Wolf blow it down.
Yeah. I smash Adol and then I put duplex blocks. I build up a new duplex Adol.
I crush a Marin and then I build it back up with straw. Crazy straw.
I have no brain.
So you're listening to Hey Riddle Riddle. We're the three little piggies.
Can I make a request?
Yes.
Yeah.
We embarrassingly ordered Starbucks and it's here. I want you to stay on air and talk about me while I'm gone.
Okay.
To be fair, Aaron embarrassingly ordered Starbucks.
Yeah,
I don't know why she had
we didn't
color
do
us
it.
With that paint.
She was like, she said specifically, so. She said, how much of a Boston douchebag would I be if I Uber Eats some Starbucks? And we all said, Aaron, don't do that.
How do you think Aaron drinks her coffee?
First thing in the morning.
Don't talk to me before I've
had Aaron's coffee.
Before I've had Aaron's coffee.
Mm-hmm. I don't have anything bad to say about Aaron. I think
no,
Aaron's
in fact,
a lovely person.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Lean in.
Okay. Ow. I hit my face on the mic.
I want to tell you a secret.
Yeah, what's up? She's locked out. She's locked out. All right, Adol, you keep going. I'm going to let her in the studio. You are this
Here's
podcast.
Here's a little
now.
Secret. I'm alone in the studio now. JPC has rushed off to save Aaron, and I just want to let the audience know that I'm in love with Aaron. I'm also in love with JPC.
I'm back.
Don't know how to choose between them, but one day I will confess my love.
What is he saying?
This all stays in.
Hey, you fucking snack wolves, you fucking fuck bandits.
Oh my God, bandits.
I hate you both.
Okay, I can't wait for this episode to air so I can hear what you said.
What a fuck,
real quick.
What a fuck bandit steal fucks.
Aaron's a snack wolf.
And I'm a fuck bandit?
And you're a fuck bandit.
I've always wanted to be a fuck bandit.
What it is that you give no fucks, so you steal fucks so that you can then give them.
Wow.
You steal from the fucks and give to the give fucks.
I give so little of a fuck that I take fuck from some others. I'm a fuck bandit. Also, fuck bandit sounds like it's going to get me in way more trouble.
Well, because of that mask you wear. The Slipknot mask.
Did you say nice things about me while I was gone?
Nope.
No.
Made funny of both.
Okay.
Here's my coffee.
The other podcast that I did, I played, it's like a role-playing actual play podcast, and my character was very much this like Lothario guy.
And this is This American Life?
This is This American Life. And his chosen profession, he had business cards printed up, was that he was, his two professions were for sex and being a criminal. And so his business card said sex criminal. And a fan made those business cards, created the business cards. So they have like a very, very faint like dot in between sex and criminal to distinguish between them.
That's also a wildly popular comic book.
Sex Criminal?
It's, I believe, I haven't,
yes.
I haven't read it, but I know Annie Wu is a Woo. Illustrated one of them. Annie Wu! But it's a comic where I believe two people have, when they have sex, it stops time. So they have sex, stop time, and rob banks is what I've been told. But that
do
I
they
think
have,
this is from Matt Young.
Do they have to keep
I
having
relate to that?
Sex while they rob the bank?
I don't know. It might be like on a timer. Like once they have sex to completion,
okay.
Then it's like they have 10 minutes or something.
Oh, 10 minutes? Okay. doesn't really give a lot of time.
JPC just looked at me like, I can't do that.
No, I'm just saying, doesn't really give a lot
sex.
Of time for cuddling.
For some care, some tender loving care afterwards.
Tenderloin and
what's
care.
What's that drug that gets released? Dopamine? In
yeah.
Your brain after sex?
Limitless.
Limitless, that's
yes.
What it is. Are we ready for our first puzzle?
Mm-hmm.
What is often seen in water and yet never gets wet?
Come.
How?
Come in the pool, everybody. No, poop.
I can
poop.
See this. Come in the water tonight.
Wait, poop.
Oh,
Aaron,
come.
Poop.
I come.
What is often
drum,
seen
drum,
in water,
drums, drums.
And yet I heard you say poop, and I'm ignoring you.
Is a raft often seen in water? A boat.
What can often be seen in water but is never wet?
Mm-hmm.
A boat?
Nope.
I said boat.
Yeah.
Don't think for a second and then say the thing that I said like
I
4 seconds
a second,
earlier.
I couldn't think of anything good, so I thought to just repeat yours. See if it was right this time.
Wow, that's truly honor is the biggest flatter. Really.
Can I say sometimes if you guess the same answer twice, the second time it's right?
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
There was an episode where someone said silver and then later the answer was silver.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I still get people who are upset of that we didn't get silver right away in that episode. I go, I know what episode you're on because you're rage texting me.
Here's something I'm going to admit. This is an addle secret.
Addle secret.
Addle. Ready? Let's say it together.
Addle
secret.
My secret.
I have
is.
A raccoon penis. Addle secret.
No, is it your penis or did you buy a raccoon penis?
I didn't buy it.
Here's the God's honest truth. Here's an honest addle secret.
Uh-huh.
I have a raccoon. I have a raccoon penis bone. Raccoons
Why?
Are like the one animal with a bone in their penis.
Yeah.
And there's some store in New York I went to that sells raccoon penis bones for like $2.
What the hell?
So I bought one.
Are you sure that's what that is?
I use it as a toothpick.
Ew.
That's actually cool. That's also cool, man. That's one of the biggest fuck yous to raccoons that you can do.
So at any given time, I can say, I got a dick in my mouth.
What's your addle secret?
Hey, man. I use your dick as my toothpick. That's the truth.
That means you're loving me, dude. Fuck you. I guess I was on top the whole time, idiot.
There's been at least two times. There's been at least two times where I've known the answer to a riddle, and I didn't say it.
What?
Oh, no.
Because I thought it would be more fun to dick around for a little
bit.
I'm calling a full stop on that. Can
yeah.
I tell you why?
Yeah.
I think Addle is saying that, so everyone the whole time goes, Addle actually knows what this is.
Oh, yeah. Addle.
So now you want everyone to assume.
Here's
a new
Addle secret. Aaron just busted.
Addle saying that is the raccoon bone penis of Addle secrets.
If you don't want to marry me, why is my penis in your teeth? Get your story straight.
If you would stop digging through that trash for one fucking second, you notice I got your dick in my mouth.
Oh, man.
I'm tired of digging through your trash. I'm trying
trash
to call
panda?
You trash. I'm a trash bandit.
Is this one of the ones that you know, Addle? The boat, what gets wet in the... Wait, what is it?
What's in the
water?
What is
often seen in water and yet never gets wet?
Spaghetti.
The letter A.
No. Here's
the letter
your hint.
T, the letter E, the letter R.
Shitty singing.
Yes. blah, 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 blah.
Oh, fuck. What song
blah,
is that?
Blah, 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 blah.
One day,
blah, 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 blah.
Amazing Grace.
No, it's from the same thing that's... This guy's coming scared to death.
Mulan. Snow.
It sounds like that song from Robin Hood Men in Tights that Maid Marian sings. But it's not.
Or a perfect daughter.
I don't know, Moulin Rouge.
Leaf. Spider. Starfish.
Think
Hope.
Of
Dreams.
The part of the beginning. Now I see.
I don't know the part of the beginning.
I think only you
Aaron,
know
you're
this.
Singing the song.
I think only you know the clue that you're giving.
When
real quick,
will
you're singing.
My reflection.
Reflection.
Yeah.
Reflection.
Oh, like a vampire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no one got that, but everyone got to hear me sing Mulan. Sorry. Do you
Mulan,
know that
sorry.
Leah Salonia is the voice? She's the singing voice of Mulan and Jasmine.
Her name
Mulan and
is
Jasmine have the same
Leon
singing voice.
Rhymes.
Nope, her name is. You're right. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Leon her name Rhymes. Is Leon Rhymes. Not
and
Leanne.
The Oscar goes to Adele Jazeem.
Is it legal in Canada for a man to marry his widow's sister?
No, a man can't marry a widow's sister because she's too widow.
Nice.
Too widow for marriage.
Yes, because his widow dead.
Wait,
what?
Yeah, right? It's his widow's sister?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
It's not because his wife would be dead. No, because if it was a widow, he'd be dead.
Yes.
He dead. Answer question, he dead.
I'd like to see a scene.
What if he's... No, what if it's a gay marriage?
Okay. I'd like to see a scene. You two are a married couple,
uh-huh.
And you got through the day without fighting, and you're really about to turn in for the night. And then one of you mentions that, like, if I die, hey, just don't marry my sister.
Okay.
And then we'll see what happens.
Oh, it's such a fun day at the amusement park.
Yeah, I had a great time at the amusement park.
Oh, did you get a good drink of the maple syrup?
Yeah, I had a sip of the maple syrup.
Pretty tasty.
It was tasty, yeah.
Pretty tasty.
I would say it was tasty. Well, it's 6 p.m., so it's time to turn in for the night.
Yeah, time to maybe have a little bit of sex, 10 minutes, and then go to bed. Hey, Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff?
Can I tell you that I love you?
Oh, well, you know, honey, I love you too. You know, you're the light of my life, and...
Oh.
You light up my world, and you're the Pharrell to my hat.
Oh, I'm the Pharrell to your hat?
Yeah, because Pharrell and his hat are in love.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. You're the helmet to my Daft Punk.
Well, you're really hung up on hats.
I know.
What does a newsie wear?
Hat?
You're the newsie to my hat.
I'm the what?
You know, in Newsies, they wear those caps.
Yeah,
you're the Newsie.
All
my
right,
cap.
Yeah, okay, I understand what you're saying. Kind
well,
of
time to go to bed.
Good night.
Hey, real
to,
quick,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Just want to let you know that if I ever die, I'd expect you to continue to mourn
mm-hmm.
till you die.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah.
Of course I would.
Yeah.
And just so you know, if I ever die, and you know, God forbid, you know, cross my hat and hope to die. But
what's with you and hats today?
What's with anyone in hats any day? Hats
Mom,
are great.
Dad?
Oh, hey.
Hey, we're both dads.
Hey, Jeff.
It's been established.
Hey,
yeah.
Jeff. Junior.
It's okay. You can call me Mom if you forget. Just if that makes you feel more normal.
I was looking at my riddle on my phone. And I missed the beginning of the scene.
If that makes you feel
that's why we should take away your phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your dad and I were just about to fall asleep on our wildly comfortable Helix mattress.
Dad?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I made fun of at school, and I just really want to put this together.
Oh, is it because
where
of your teeth?
Where do we live, and where are we from?
Oh, we are.
Because I can't place the accent.
Where do we live, and where we are from?
Because you sort of sound like the Swedish chef, and you sound bad. So I'm just trying to figure out where we're from.
We're from
Fargo. You're not even trying.
We're from Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, you're a little Irish, and you're at the beginning sounded Canadian, and now you sound like the Swedish chef.
Well, I guess it got away from me, as I loved your father. Love will do that to you. It'll unravel your voice.
I hope both of you marry each other's siblings if the other person were to die.
What does that
what
mean?
What does that mean?
Nothing. I said something under my breath that no one heard. Good night.
Good hat.
What is it with you?
I'm in love with a hat.
I think we have to kill our daughter.
Insane. I'm sorry, I missed the beginning of that scene.
I refuse to play anyone who's not a man in scenes.
Yeah.
That's fun. As a lady who's been on improv teams for a long time, it is so, there's like 20 men who will never let me play a man on stage and will never, ever play a woman.
Here's my thing. If I'm going to play a woman, she's going to talk up here, and she's only going to talk about her boobs and her butt crack.
And she's always going to start with, oh hello.
Oh, so JBC is one of those men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I as an improviser, it does, you know, you'll see some men play women in scenes, and it's like high voices, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like very like cartoonish, which is sad. But to me, there is nothing funnier than that Mrs. Doubtfire-esque, like the self-referential, like, oh, hello, like yeah. very over the top. But you see people like do it just one notch under that so earnestly that it does kind of ruin it.
Yeah.
Yep. Amen. Are we ready for
another? Amen.
I will only play amen.
What can you add to a hole to make it lighter?
A butt.
Oh, I love that answer.
What you can put a lighter to your butt, you're going to
oh, yeah, you're going to melt your fart.
Hairs.
Well, no, I shave. I laser.
You did LASIK for your asshole?
I did LASIK for my asshole.
I can see without glasses.
I was like, make this brown eye 2020. Hold on.
We got to see a scene.
No!
I called it.
I got to see a scene.
We got to see a scene. JPC, okay. You're playing JPC.
Yep.
You're going into a LASIK or like a corrective lens place.
Gotcha.
Aaron, you're going to administer a test for his brown eye. Maybe the air test or something.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, so.
Oh, hello!
Okay, yeah.
Just kidding. I'm JPC. I'm an improviser. That's a joke. That's what a woman sounds like to me.
Excellent.
What's
your
name?
You don't have health insurance?
I'm sorry. No, I do not.
Yeah, of course not.
What's your name?
My name.
I should say I was supposed to get it through my employer, but they took it away because what they said was I was living too much of that cancer close life. Just on the razor's edge of getting
okay,
cancer.
Okay, well, my name is Sheila Doubtfire, and I'm going to be administering your test today. So we're going to turn off the light.
Okay.
And then tell me, we're going to read line by line, and you're going to tell me which line you can't see anymore.
Okay.
So starting with that big E on top, and then down from there.
Just so you know, the eyes that we are testing today are not going to be the two ocular balls in my head.
Yep, I know. That's why I turned you around this way.
Okay.
And let me know.
Okay.
I hate this.
Sorry, Chicago PD. We've been looking for
been
looking for this pervert for a long time.
I won't go.
Mrs. Doubtfire,
I won't go. You can't get me to go.
Sorry, sir. You had to see this?
Well, no, it's okay. I can't see a thing.
See?
Let's get you a monocle for that ass.
The Aaron who was like wide-eyed moving to Chicago the week that she moved here and was so excited
could
about improv
hear this segment.
Could just flash forward to now and then go back on the plane.
There are people that listen to this podcast who are like who love improv and they listen to this and they're like, wow, the big city.
Owen Wilson listens to this.
Wow. Cars
this
4.
Is the worst
wow.
improv I do.
Aaron, your the cadence of your voice is sad, but your eyes are defeated.
Also, Aaron, that's not true.
Is it?
I did a show with you last night, and it was, I would say, much worse.
That's so true. I will say, one of the World News shows. World News is pretty consistently so fun. Mm-hmm. And one of the World News shows we did last night, I went, this is endless.
Well, that'll get some listeners out to the show.
No, because it was like such a weird, and all great people were there. Like it had every reason to be great, but I think the audience just didn't understand improv, and then could not get back
so
on board.
So it was
with
the
us.
Audience's fault.
No, I also everything I did, I went, "What are you doing, Aaron?" In my
head. She did that Batman voice. It was not in your head, Aaron. It was out loud.
Oh, oops, that's probably.
Why do you want to kill me, Joker? Why do you want to kill me?
What can you add to a hole to make it lighter?
Oh shit, we're still doing this sink hole.
What do you add to a hole to make it lighter? More hole?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It is.
What do you add to a hole to make it lighter? This is like a word that you add to the word hole.
L-I-T-E?
Nope.
Is it not?
Oh,
it's not.
W?
It's not wordplay.
No, it's not.
What do you add to a hole to make it lighter? More holes.
What do you add to a hole to make it lighter?
It's sort of wordplay, but it's not the kind that you're thinking of. Do you have the hiccups?
Yeah.
Let me just ask.
Oh my God, Adel with the hiccups, you guys! He's so cute, Nino.
Is his nickname Stingamel? Is it a blimp hole? Is a blimp hole a
what
thing?
What the hell is a blimp hole?
Why?
What is a blimp hole?
I'm glad
not
you
much.
Asked.
What's a blimp hole with you?
I can show you a blimp.
Blimp, blimp. What can you add to a hole to make it lighter? A flashlight.
Fuck.
Oh.
That's so good. That fucks. Mm-hmm. That fucks. Mm-hmm. That riddle fucks. I'm going to give that riddle my stamp of fuck.
I sort of want to see a scene, but it doesn't seem like a special enough of occasion.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it.
You want to wait for your birthday?
Yeah, kind of.
Let's do it, and then once we're done, we can decide whether or not we should have done it.
Okay. I want...
the whole world.
See a scene.
Okay.
Where I want to see J.P. Riddles in a hole, and I want two kids to... we're going to play the two kids who've stumbled across J.P. Riddles, our Swan Lumps author.
Okay.
Stuck in a hole.
I'm always happy to bring some Swan Lumps into this.
Right. hello?
Hello? Hello in
there? Hey, who goes there? Who goes there?
Hey, it's us.
It's us.
Oh, you're those two kids who keep following me around.
We're your niece and nephew, please.
Yeah. Well, okay, now, that's also, unconfirmed.
We came into the woods because we wanted to learn about nature, and we have an insect book where you check next to the insect that you get. You
Let
see.
Me see that insect book.
Did you know that
none of this is food? Useless.
It's a book.
Well, I thought maybe there was samples inside.
What book has samples inside?
Magazines is what you're thinking of.
Yeah, they are scratch and sniff sometimes. Shut up! What are you two little dipshits doing out here in the woods?
We were looking for insects, specifically an earwig. Did you know that an earwig is a bug?
Who gives a shit? Now leave me alone. I'm laying in this grave waiting for the Lord to take me.
It looks like you're stuck. All you have down there is a tarp. And what are those other things?
This isn't a tarp. These are pants.
Oh, God.
These are pants that I made a tarp that I made into pants.
What else is you down there with you? Here, let me shine this flashlight.
There's a raccoon penis bone. Some empty Lunchables containers. They were the pizza kind, but...
Did you eat them?
No, the raccoon ate them, and then I ate the raccoon. All that's left is this little penis bone down here.
Did he taste like pizza?
Oh, God, no. He tasted like trash and death and cigarettes and stale ash.
Why are you balls deep in a Jimmy John sandwich?
Oh, that's what this is? Well, damn. I've ruined it. I've ruined it, but okay. That
he
makes more
eaten
sense.
That.
Yeah, definitely could have eaten that.
What else is down there?
Okay, there's some loose cigarettes, some loosies as they're called.
Ooh, tell us a story. And use everything you see down there.
Okay, and the other thing that's down here is one of our famous Swan Lumps
Yay,
books.
Swan Lumps! Wait, Charlie, you go down. Your nephew, Charlie!
First of all, you're not my nephew, okay? I don't have a brother anymore.
I'm Charlie, and this is Wilson's War.
I'm Wilson's War! Our parents are weird. Yeah, okay, so, Charlie, you go down, and I'm going to go on your shoulders, and then you lower me down.
How
and
the we'll be in fuck's the hole that going to work?
We're going to be in the hole with
you. What, are you going to grab him?
He's going to drop, and then I'm going to drop him.
Oh, okay.
Shoulders,
yeah, I got
gotcha.
You.
And he's going to drop me to the
all
ground.
All right, come
one,
on down
two,
here.
One, two, three.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. You're here.
Boy,
tell
oh
us a story.
I dug this grave to die in, but since you kids are here and since I got one of my Swan Lumps, I might as well give you all a little story.
Here's a flashlight.
Okay, thank you. I can't eat this, so we're going to huck it into the woods. All right. All right.
Did you say huck it into the woods?
Yeah.
Is that like Chuck, but without the scene?
I'm not getting sued. Okay, NBC's Chuck is litigious. Okay. He's in that new movie about being a superhero.
We really needed that flashlight. It's dark.
Zachary Levi went away for a couple of years. Then he was in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and now he's back, and he's a superhero. Okay.
Erin Keefe thinks he's really handsome. Sometimes she cites him as being her exact type.
He's too tall. How does he play opposite of anybody? He's 6'5", 6'6".
That's why
Keefe
in Shazam they put him opposite kids.
That's true. Yeah, okay. Well,
to accentuate the difference.
Looks like everybody got a fucking answer for old J.P. Riddles.
Tell us a story.
I will. Okay, this is Swan Lumps 122.
Say it like Borat.
What?
Say Swan Lumps like Borat.
Swan Lumps? There's a Swan Lumps 122, the old man who laid down in his own grave. Okay, here we go.
Once upon a time, there was a very old man who was so old he didn't want to live.
How old was he?
It's not a call and response.
How old was he?
Okay, he was 105 years old. He was so sick of this world, sick of all the little piss ant, miscreant shitball, little ass bird kids.
How sick was he?
Walking around with their scam boards and their fucking not food
flashlights.
Flashlights.
Scare board?
Raccoon penises. That he decided he was just going to lay down the grave in it all. So he ate a bunch of bricks. He's sunk himself into down of a deep hole in the forest. Well, wouldn't you know, two shit little bird kids, that are his stupid brother, who he does not respect, kids, Charlie and Wilson's war, came out of the forest. And old J.P. Riddles was so full of fucking fake crab meat and raccoon parts that...
got to the raccoon stomach, that didn't taste like Pizza Lunchables?
I had to throw out the stomach.
And if you would have asked, I would have bought you imitation crab meat. Fake crab meat's terrible.
Well, fake crab meat is what old J.P. Riddles told himself he was eating to get that raccoon down. Anyway, anyhow, anywho, he killed those little kids.
I want to go home.
Yeah, we all want to go home.
I want to find a bug, and I want my flashlight back.
Okay, well, you know what? Let me boost you out of this grave.
Your shoulder's breaking under the weight of us. I can feel it.
It's okay. My shoulder's old dust turns to sand. The Egypt winds blow it away.
Same.
I missed him. That sound. I want my text sound to be the sound of you throwing the flashlight. I love it.
One of the fun things about like playing characters is doing like laughing as characters or doing something as a character that you weren't expected to do, like make a sound of like a character exerting themselves just to see what it's gonna be. Like, oh, what does this sound like to this person?
Oh, it's so funny. God, that is my favorite thing about the show, is J.P. Riddles. Right. I'm not even joking. What can tear down mountains or build them up? What can blind a man and measure the passage of time?
God.
What can blind a man?
Mm-hmm. And measure the passage of time. What can tear down mountains or build them up? What
Justice.
Can blind a man and measure the passage of time?
I know this
sand. Oh, it's sand.
So. Like Addle through an hourglass, these are the butts of our lives. You got it.
Sand can't blind a man getting his eyes. Yeah.
As I said it, I saw
As
that.
I said it, yeah. I saw that.
Sand blind a man, build mountain, hourglass, sand time. That's going to bring us to, do we have a sandbox? No.
That's going to bring us to a point in the show where we wish we would have contacted Sandy to ask them to do a segment.
Ready?
No.
No? Okay. What can run but never walks?
Nose.
Crab.
Fake crab.
Nose is good.
What can run but never walks?
But nose is not the...
Time, nose.
Walks.
Diarrhea.
A walk is a cooking utensil as well.
Water.
Yep.
Water?
Any liquid substance.
The answer is any liquid substance?
It says water or any liquid substance.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Are we ready for another?
I want to see the briefest scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are some sort of scientist.
Yes.
And you can discern what any liquid substance is.
Okay.
And Aaron, you are you're a cop who's found some various substances at a crime scene, and you want his assistance.
Ah.
Well.
Officer Backgammon.
Well, scientist Backgammon. Dr. Backgammon.
Dr. Backgammon. How's my wife? My ex-wife? I kept her name.
Pretty good.
Good. Great. I'm glad you're
Sex
happy.
Is
How's your
great?
Who?
My wife.
Sex is pretty good.
I remember
so
it well.
The bakery exploded, and I don't know what's going on, if there's body parts here, or if this is just all cake parts. This could be red velvet cake, or it could be part of a man.
Why don't you leave the science to me, Officer Backgammon?
Why don't you leave the sexing your wife to me?
I do,
Doctor.
And I have.
All right, well, I want you to, here's a little spoon.
Okay.
I want you to taste everything in here. You tell me what's made of sugar and what's made of blood.
Wait, that's not my process.
Yeah, I didn't tell you.
You think my process of being a scientist is to taste everything with a little spoon?
I don't know your life, but I do know we are running out of time.
Well, in what world would it make sense for a scientist?
The whole city's gonna explode if you don't do what I say.
All right, give me the spoon.
And I'm gonna draw a chalk on the ground.
Okay.
Because there's no body to outline.
This first taste that I tasted tastes like a mixture of cake and blood. I'll give it one more. Okay, good. That's a mixture of the two things.
Okay, it all seems to be mixed together pretty well.
Oh, that's probably because you're tasting out of the big mixer.
We cut to a warehouse across town.
Okay, a cake boss.
What do you want, little Tony?
It's done. I blew up the bakery.
You blew up the bakery?
But I fucked up.
What?
I got some of my blood on the crime scene.
It's okay, little Tony. Hey, it's okay, little Tony.
Cake boss, I'm sorry.
But you know what?
I'm sorry.
Some of your blood is on the crime scene, and the rest of your blood is in my freaking cake mitts.
Not the cake mitts.
Yeah.
Not the cake mitts.
Hey, where's little Tony? He forgot to take me to the place I needed to go.
Oh, Marionette, where are you trying to go?
Where all puppets go. To the dance.
The dance?
I'm going to the dance downtown. Someone's got to take me.
All right. The cake. Hold on.
I'm here. It's me, little Tony.
It's almost as if I can hear him in the room right now.
I'm insane, and these are my puppets.
You cannot end every scene. I'm insane, and these are my puppets.
Yeah.
Way to gut everyone else's choices.
If you do come see a World News Tonight show, JPC will edit every scene with "I'm insane, and these are my puppets."
We're playing all senators, and then he goes, "I'm insane, and these are my puppets."
Oh, that's a T-shirt. I know we joke about T-shirts, but can that be our T-shirt?
Yeah.
Or a poster where it's JPC and we're marionette puppets.
Oh, yeah.
And it's him going, I'm insane. That,
and Jim Henson is writing up a lawsuit.
That makes sense. While Jim Henson writes up his lawsuit, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to file a motion.
A quick cake.
We're going to file a motion to suppress that lawsuit under the grounds that we are all criminally insane. So we'll be back after these brief
and I think massages.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, Wait, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Or yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade's siblings, or he got cloned, or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're
we
cake.
Are puppets.
Oh man. Wouldn't it be great if we had all said the same thing?
No.
No.
I love that JPC's character can discern any liquid that you said, here's a substance, it's half blood and half sugar.
I know. Sometimes sugar is water. Everything's fine. And
dead. No. Stop.
You know that famous band Water Ray? Sometimes sugar is water.
Water Ray Leonard, the boxer.
water on the stove. You put sugar in. You make a simple syrup.
Hey, before you go to bed, give your dad a little water.
Wow.
Pour some water on me in the name of love.
Oh, like Flashdance?
Water, do, 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 do.
Oh, a spoonful of water
makes a water go down.
Sometimes water sugar. At first, when we were dead stopping Erin, she was just taking it like a champ. And now, when we say dead stop, she shoots blood out of her mouth, looks in ears, and nose.
That's because I often don't deserve it.
No, you often don't. You get picked on.
Yeah, other people thought it was pee on the poison down. Other people thought that was the answer. I knew that was episode 4, and we're on episode 40. But I have some.
But other people thought of the pee poison.
But I have
poison.
Some raccoon bones to pick.
Your teeth with.
I have no eyes, legs, arms, or ears, yet I help move the earth. What do you mean?
Gravity.
Mitch
is such a champ. I keep going, send me pictures of my niece, and he will.
How does that make him such a champ?
Because he doesn't have to. I'm just like, I need this. And he goes, okay. And he'll just send me all the pictures he has on his phone of my niece, who is perfect, by the way.
Sounds like he's a little picture bitch.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've got a guy in my phone. I could text right now and say, send me pictures of my nephew. And he would say, pay me the $500.
Oh, you called, Mr. PC? I'm in your phone. It's me, the little man. You better delete all this porn.
Why would I save porn?
I thought you were going to say, I have a guy on my phone, and I could say, send me a picture of Aaron's niece.
I could get,
and he could.
I have a guy on my phone, Fokker. Can you milk that?
Within 15 minutes, I could get any picture of any niece in the country.
Oh, no.
I have no eyes, legs, arms, or ears, yet I help move the earth. What am I?
Bulldozer. Yes, that works.
Bulldozer. Yeah, bulldozer.
No, it does work. But
tectonic
that's what I'm
plate, gravity.
Nope.
Is it like the blue collar work class? Like
no
workforce.
Is it the moon?
The economy?
No.
Oceans. Does it have anything to do with gravitational pull?
Atlas Shrugged.
Flat Earth.
Is it Dom DeLuise?
Yeah.
Are you happy about that?
But I help move the Earth.
Yeah, that's a little misleading.
Does it
have no eyes, legs, arms, or ears. Well, what's an animal?
It's a beaver.
Legs, arms or ears.
Worm.
Beaver.
Earthworm. Earthworm.
A worm?
And full stop. And I don't.
Listen, Aaron, I'm going to tell you a story. One time I went into the jungle. I saw a beaver, which was unnatural because they're in the forest usually. This beaver had no eyes, no hands, no arms, no legs.
Beavers are in water. I'm looking at JPC dead in the eye, and he's not dead stopping.
I thought beavers were in Canada.
Real quick, Aaron, do you think beavers are fish?
Beavers make their homes out of sticks.
I want to see a scene. JPC, yes. You are the Canadian sensation, Just a Bieber.
Just a Bieber? Or just a beaver?
Just a beaver.
Just
Thank
a
you so
beaver.
Much.
Okay.
You're the Canadian superstar, Just a Bieber, featuring Luda Fisk. And and Aaron, you are Just a Bieber's tour manager or just general manager, and you have to deliver some bad news about how ticket sales are going.
Just a Bieber?
Yes.
Hey, I'm about to give you some bad news. Can you just cheer me up a little bit of your hip?
I'll leave the
room. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is what that was for.
That was it was for that.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
It was for that.
Can you just sing a little bit of your hip?
Hold on, let me get some sticks.
You don't eat sticks.
I'm not eating the stick.
Oh,
I'm going down on this girl. Get out of here. What are you doing?
I have bad news. I thought maybe you could sing your song.
All right, get out of here, honey.
Don't stop going down on me. Marionette needs it.
That's a Marionette Doubtfire. She's going to be a big star. What's the bad news?
Aren't you like 13?
Well, am I?
Not if you want to make this okay.
Oh, good
point. Beaver years. That's old for a beaver.
Hey, here's...
That's a girl beaver. That's not a woman.
Just a beaver.
I'm just a beaver.
You're sort of a douche. Ticket sales are down.
I got tattoos.
And we really thought we were gonna have a bunch of like young girls like screaming your name, like Justin Bieber, sing baby,
baby.
But people think you're kind of a douche. And the animals are turning on you, and the young ladies are turning on you. Okay. I don't know what to do.
Okay. So you're saying that I have one shot to go out there and rock this whole stadium.
That's not what
down.
I'm saying, but I like your enthusiasm.
So you're
so get
saying
out there.
That I have one chance to go out there and turn it all around.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hand me some of those sticks.
No, these are drumsticks. You can't make... Oh, you put them in your house.
See.
It was Earthworm.
Earthworm.
I said Earthworm.
I know.
Yeah, he did. Jim. Earthworm Jim.
But you called a scene before I could say
Oh, you're
yes.
right. Thank you.
You
Earthworm
called...
Jim. Holy shit, that was a great game.
Fun game.
I haven't thought about that since like 94.
I don't know what that is.
Why did they make a sequel? Or did they make a sequel?
I think they did.
They probably did.
Earthworm Jim was a Sega Genesis game where you're this earthworm in a giant man suit, and you can pull yourself out, like the worm out, and use it as a whip.
How did you get your powers? I know the suit is like...
Science.
Yeah, it's like science. Probably chemicals.
I feel like Sega Genesis, like Nintendo was like, here's a formulaic fun game like Zelda or Mario. And then Genesis was like, I don't know, Toe Jam and Earl?
Yeah, Genesis was also like, here are some impossible games.
You're like, here you are as a dolphin.
Very weird concepts.
Here's a dolphin thing. Figure it out. Nobody did.
Battletoads?
Battletoads is amazing.
Battletoads is great.
Aaron, what did you play as a kid? You played,
Born 1991.
Nintendo Cafe.
Before video games.
Yeah, 91.
I played a lot of Super Nintendo.
Didn't your sister do something?
Nintendo Cafe. Yeah, I didn't get to play often, but when I did, it was like, what is it, Star Fox and Super Mario.
You played Star Fox?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're just like your father,
Fox. Donkey Kong.
I don't know anybody.
Every time I go home, I play Yoshi Island, and I'm like, oh. Mm. The sounds of that bring me right back.
I do want to clarify that I was surprised you played Star Fox, not because you're a woman, but because
that's what I already tweeted out.
Because I don't know anybody. I'm trying to defend myself. But because I have never met anyone who played Star Fox.
Yeah,
what?
All the animals had different
nobody
sounds.
I knew ever.
I'm the frog.
I've never played Star Fox. Slippy. I've never known anybody who played Star Fox, but I know him as a character from the Smash Brothers.
We played Star Fox, and there's a character who's a little frog who's a fuck up, and his name is Slippy. And Slippy keeps getting out of formation, and at one point...
Are you Slippy?
No, my little brother was Slippy. But at one point in the game in Star Fox 64, some character, I can't remember which, I don't know, Falco or someone says, Slippy! Get back here! And we used to yell that at my little brother all the time. Slippy, get back here!
Here's another. Can you name three consecutive days of the week
yes.
in English?
No.
Without mentioning...
Mercury.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Viernes.
Yeah.
And if I don't see you...
Monday, Tuesday, Friday.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
If you had let me finish, you would have been misled.
Stay classy, San Diego.
You didn't get to be misled. Let me read it again for people who are confused. Can you name three consecutive days of the week in English without mentioning Monday, Tuesday, or Friday? And the answer is yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
We've had that before.
On this show?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Not phrased that same way, but yes, we have. I'm reading off a card.
We need to drop the cue cards in this show.
They cost so much to make these cue cards every week.
I don't get
We're not
this
SNL.
One.
Okay.
Okay.
What gets less tired the more it works?
Bike.
What gets less tired the more it works? My dad.
Wait, that could work.
What gets less tired? Oh, yeah. It's like tire, like T-I.
Yeah,
like
a bicycle.
Bike tire. What gets less tired
the right
more
answer.
It works? Oh,
what gets
like a DJ?
Yeah, DJs can go forever. DJs.
Aaron, what would be your DJ name?
DJ JPC. And so people's expectations are low, and I blow them out of the water.
Why wouldn't you just be DJ PC?
DJ
PC.
And the logo is like a J one way and a J, like it's mirror opposite.
Oh, you've thought about this.
And JPC, you'd probably be like DJ Liquid Shits or something.
I didn't make up business cards or anything. Adam, what would your DJ name be?
Oh, boy. Long answer, DJ Tanner. Short answer,
DJ Colin.
DJ Colin.
I would be spell it DJ Khaled, but I would pronounce it DJ Khamed, and it would be I would only do utilities and electricity themed.
Oh, I have to pay my Khamed bill.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let's stop.
Dead stop.
Dead stop.
Bill stop.
How much is it? Go ahead.
I don't know how much it is.
It's not. I normally call and do it on the phone.
Mm. Oh yeah, they love that. I heard people at A&R departments really love getting,
Jesus, it's her.
Doing calls on the phone.
She has a different card every month. We have to re-enter in. She keeps losing her fucking card.
For listeners, Aaron mimed holding up a phone, and by that I meant eating a raccoon penis.
Yeah, in my teeth, because I'm in love. What gets less tired the more it works?
Hint?
Nope.
Is the answer a hint?
No, you're sort of right.
Really? With what?
Bike,
bicycle?
But like not really.
Less. Who? What gets less tired the more it works? Oh, it would be like a car.
Yeah.
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 Because the tread is going to wear off.
Yeah. An automobile wheel.
I say that 11 times fast.
Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Everybody fucking dance. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Everybody grab your fucking cousin. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel.
Now switch cousins.
Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. Automobile wheel. It's a cousin fuck party.
Now eat a Cracker Barrel.
It's a cousin party.
These aren't your cousins by blood.
Everybody, grind your cousin.
Clap, 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 clap.
Please cut that, loop that, make that a song.
We don't deserve this podcast.
Yeah, we don't.
What has six eyes but cannot see?
Potato.
A fucking nerd.
What has six eyes? Spiders.
Cannot see.
Spiders can't see.
Nope.
Cannot see. Six eyes.
Oh, what's a word with six eyes? Helicopter.
Mississippi. Mississippi?
Nope. M-I-S-S-I-I-I-I-I-I-I-I.
I like how I said, what's a word with six eyes? And the first thing that popped into my mind was helicopter, a word that's not that long with zero eyes.
Well, depending on how you spell it.
It has one eye.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Which is why I said depending on how you spell it.
Oh, my God. All right, your hint is. Hmm.
Oh, Schmanson.
No.
The Ocarina
Do
of Time.
Me. Oh, yeah. It's hot cross buns. See how
a recorder.
You had it right. See how?
Oh, three blind mice.
Yep.
Three
blind mice.
Blind mice. Wow. Wow, Aaron. Wow.
Wow.
That's great. That one's good. That fucks.
That does not fuck.
That riddle fucks.
That riddle doesn't fuck.
I think
that
it
riddle
does.
Fucks.
What falls but does not break?
Love. Falling in love.
And what breaks but does not fall?
A heart. Wait, is it the same thing?
No. Nope.
What falls but does not love?
Nope. What falls but does not break?
Feather.
And what breaks but does not fall?
What falls? So that's going to be autumn.
You can break wind.
You can fall. Farts.
It's two different things.
What falls but doesn't break? That's going to be... Oh, Princess Peach.
No.
Because she can... In Mario 2, she
can I'm a Princess Peach. I'm going to win. What falls but does not break?
I guess that's Princess Peach.
Is it an abstract concept like love?
What falls but does not break?
And love is not an abstract concept. It's hard, hard truth. And hard, you can hold it, love in your hands. And love is a raccoon's penis.
Is it a leaf?
No. Yeah, I was going to say a leaf too.
Leaf don't break.
Leave me alone.
So lots of things fall. Lots of things fall but don't break.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not
paper,
asking for cat. All the things.
<A cat.
laughs> I'm just asking you to name everything until we get it.
Niagara Falls.
Oh, that's a good one. Waterfall.
Nope.
That's got to be a waterfall.
It's two things.
TLC.
What falls but does not break. And then separate thing, what breaks but does not fall.
Break that does not fall is going to be heart, going to be a curfew, going to be DJ beats.
What breaks? Yeah, drum break.
Breaks but does not fall. Arm.
A car. You break in a car.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon. And he's Saturday Night Live. Improv.
I think people are real jerks if they break or they laugh.
Aaron, you laugh constantly all the time in every show that I've
seen.
You're
thinking of someone else.
No. I'm thinking of just you.
I don't think so. I had this conversation with Waleed, again, a friend we all know, mm-hmm. on Friday. And I said, how annoying it is that people think I'm an easy laugh. And I go, no, I'm just around the funniest people ever.
Oh, you misheard them. Easy lay.
Oh, yes. That
yeah,
is true.
Potato
I'll sleep
chip.
With anyone if they give me chips.
Well, I'm insane and these are my puppets. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, Erin's nickname in college was Baked Lays because she would get high and fuck a bunch of people.
Her name was Luau. I didn't do either of those things. Literally
what
zero.
What a cruel name for someone. We call them Baked Lays. Why? They have a real drug problem. They fuck people.
They fuck a lot of people. What follows but does not break and what breaks...
There's too many things.
This is impossible. There's
Nightfalls and Day Breaks.
Oh, like Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz.
Like Blade.
Day and Night.
Which is faster, hot or cold?
Hot.
Hot.
Why?
Because if you see a hot person, you'll hear about it sooner.
Hey, have you heard about me? No, not yet.
And if you see a cold person...
I'm the new girl without a coat. Have you heard about me yet?
Listen, if an ugly person gets killed, it's cold case. Hot person gets killed, hot case.
I gotta see a scene. So, Adel and Erin, you are two high school students. You are gossiping. So it's a world where like there's a new student at school, and instead of you hearing that they're really hot, all you've heard about them, and you don't know what this means, is that they're very cold. Okay.
Hey, did you hear about the new kid?
Yeah, I did. So weird, right?
Yeah, I heard that when he's coming around the corner, you can see his breath before you see him.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah.
So weird. This school's like pretty warm and he's just super cold?
Yeah. I heard when he touches an egg, it hard boils. Does that even make sense?
No, not even a little bit. But I'm really sorry to hear about how your North Face got stolen out of your locker.
Out of my jacket, yeah. I kept the North Face in my Canadian Goose jacket, yeah. And it got stolen.
That's crazy. The North Face bandit is running rampant.
All right. Now, students, off to class. You have hall passes?
You look like you're wearing a bunch of jackets under your suit coat, Mr. Anderson.
It's not. I've got adult chicken pox.
Measles?
No, what's the other one?
Shingles?
Shingles, that's the one I've got. Yeah, I've got shingles, and so these are just shingle wear.
Have you heard about the new kid? People keep saying he's like a White Walker.
Oh, yeah, the new kid. I've heard he's so cold.
He kind of looks like DJ Qualls.
Yeah.
That would be my DJ name.
Uh-huh, DJ Qualls. Great, that's a reference to a conversation I wasn't privy to. Am I? It's probably because all of the shingles. The shingles have formed a carapace over my body and... traps in heat.
Well, we have hall passes.
Yeah, let me just see this. Okay, yeah, this is a hall pass, so you have 1 week to fuck someone who's not your wife. Owen Wilson, wow. Wow.
Everyone. You ruined the integrity of every scene in the last moment.
Everyone watched the movie Hall Pass. It is not great.
What a treat.
Which is faster, hot or cold?
Which is faster,
which
hot
is
or cold?
Faster.
Which is faster? That's a sentence. Which is faster?
Which is faster, hot or cold? Well, wait.
It's saying hot or cold, or which is faster?
When you get really cold, cells slow down. When you get really hot, they speed up. So I would say hot.
Why, though?
I just explained the science of it. Oh, let me do some science in a way that you'll be able to understand it. If you've got blood and sugar in a big bowl and you taste some...
And a spoon. JPC and a spoon.
With a spoon. The hot will taste faster.
Okay, you win. Hot because you can't catch cold.
Because
you can catch cold.
Yeah, I was going to say
you can definitely
can't
get
catch cold.
I'm so tired. Hot because you can catch cold.
Erin, what is too tired?
I'm too tired.
No, it's a
is
bicycle.
Is that your rap name?
It's when
like 2 Chainz, too tired?
Yeah,
too tired.
When you're in a car that's been driving for a long time.
Ooh.
You are a mathematician. If you are cold, where do you get warm? Speaking of cold and warm.
You're a mathematician. If you're cold, where do you get warm?
Mm-hmm. Where do you go to get warm?
Oh, you go to the summertime, S-U-M.
No, that's clever, though.
Okay.
I mean it.
You go to your new condo. You're able to afford it because you co-signed with your father.
Because you solved that Goodwill Hunting chalkboard problem. You're a mathematician. Where do you go to get warm? Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
The calculator.
Oh, Celsius.
Oh, no. Celsius. I'll do it, Erin. I'll do it. That's a dead stop.
Yay!
That is a dead ass stop.
I did it.
Oh,
it wasn't me this
Celsius.
Time.
Celsius.
It was me this time.
You were so proud of yourself when you said Celsius, like that could possibly be the answer.
Oh, I don't know, Celsius.
Oh, I don't know. Is there a place called Celsius? You ever heard of him?
Where does a mathematician go to get warm? It's got to be some sort of pun.
Yeah, is this a pun?
So what are some math words that correlate with warmth? Hot math. Hot.
Geography.
Calculator. Spa.
Calculus.
Sauna.
Triangle.
Sauna.
Square.
Protractor. Sun.
Pythagorean sauna.
Calculator. Hot calculator.
Calculator. That works.
Wow, this can go on forever. Wow.
It can, but it won't.
To the corner where it's 90 degrees. Ugh. That one's not going to Riddle Court. That one's going to the Riddle Hall. Oh, man.
Well, it's got to get the votes.
Do you have to be voted into the Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yeah.
Every Hall of Fame?
No.
No.
Not like at McDonald's or something. But sports or music.
Wait, McDonald's has a Hall of Fame?
Sure, employees.
Sorry, double cheeseburger. It's just not your year, baby.
But I'm a staple. I'm probably the most popular item.
Hey, fuck off. You're not getting in. Medium fries,
so
right this way.
So technically, if I were to campaign to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I would just need the votes?
Yes.
Who's voting?
No, I think it's like you have to have been
the Council of Bon Jovi's
around for like 25 years. And then you have to be voted in, I think, by your peers. Like, peers and then in like a board, some sort of board.
Aaron's been around for 25 years.
Yeah. And like, but then who gets to vote? Who's like, they're like, you're rock and roll enough now. You are part of the voting committee.
Dr. Rock and Roll.
Yeah, what the hell? Okay, we are going on to a listener-submitted riddle. And
listener-submitted ribble.
Grind your cousin. Grind your cousin.
Grind on your cousins.
Okay, and if you want to submit a riddle to us, email us at hrrpodcast.
And send us a picture of you grinding on your cousin.
And it would be awesome. Exactly. Well, I don't know. Hold on. I would definitely have the subject.
Grinding pepper on your cousin.
The riddle submission, just so we can make sure to find you.
Yeah.
And let us know if you want us to include your name or not in that email. So this is from Emily W.
And if you don't want us to include your name, we will include the default name of Dick Peppers.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yep.
So this is from Emily. A man and a woman want to get married. However, the woman's father does not want the couple together at all. They decide to run away together to get married instead. On the planned escape day, the man crawled up to the woman's window and saw one thing on her bed.
Crawl to my window.
That immediately told him they could not run away together today. What was the thing?
Her dead body.
Oh.
Yeah. Emily W. submitted that, and that's what that riddle was. It was her dead body.
Wait a second. That doesn't necessarily mean...
No.
I had the time of my life with your
dead body. Is it the Dirty Dancing list?
Yes.
But she's dead?
Dead
okay.
body dancing?
Man, all the things that you could do with a dead body.
Nobody
okay.
puts... What?
Go ahead. Oh, good.
Oh, I was just going to say, nobody puts dead body in the corner. Because it's 9 degrees there.
That line delivered with no confidence is so funny. Nobody puts dead body.
It's not worth it.
Nobody puts dead body in the corner.
9 degrees, too hot for a dead body.
I've been doing comedy quite some time now. Nobody puts dead body in the corner.
I'm insane. These are my puppets.
That is iconic. We've stumbled upon something iconic. If you want to, the biggest fuck you to your scene partners, if you're a new improviser, I implore you.
Wait for somebody else to start a scene. They're going to start a scene with what's called an initiation. They're going to have some sort of idea where they'll be like,
premise, a thought.
Hey, Uncle Bob, let's go bird watching. As soon as they're done with their first line of dialogue, what you're going to want to do is start to laugh. Yell, I'm insane. These are my puppets. Pick that person up, put them in the suitcase, and then take a deep bow.
And then do a 20-minute monologue, end of show. That's
yeah,
life.
Hold for laughter, and you're going to be holding for a while. Not because the laughter is so long, because it's not coming.
It'll come in waves. It'll come in waves for sure.
Are we ready for the answer?
Yes.
Can you give us a hint?
Wait. The answer
and
was not our dead body?
Yeah, it was not our dead body.
So he crawled up to his...
I legit thought that was the answer. I stopped guessing.
You didn't hear Aaron dress me down for 5 minutes?
I did, but I thought that was normal.
So dad doesn't want it to happen. Mm-hmm. He crawls up to him on the night of the escape, which is a weird way to phrase that. Not that they just ran away together. Mm-hmm. And he saw something on her bed that said, that let him know that it's not going to happen. Was it like a gun or something?
Nope,
or like
it's wordplay.
Wordplay.
It's not going to happen. And it's wordplay.
It was a non-comforter. It was, what's on a bed?
An Afghan man.
Her dad.
It was, he saw something on a bed that says it's not going to happen. Was it another man?
No.
Was it a person?
Wordplay.
Wordplay. Does it have to do with like marriage puns?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was a divorce.
It was a divorce.
It's a cold feet.
Nope.
Shotgun wedding. It was a
getting close.
It was an elope.
Antelope. Antelope. An
it
ant.
Was a not elope. It was a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Cantaloupe. Bitty bitty bop. Funky.
Remember that song?
Grind your cousin. grind.
Honeydew melon.
Any cousins to plug? Aaron.
I have great cousins, but that's not what I want to talk about right now.
I'll talk about my cousins.
Follow us at Hey Riddle Riddle on Instagram and Twitter and email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Also, subscribe to our Patreon. We have bonus episodes. Every Friday we release one, and it's $5 for a full month of bonus content. You can follow me, Aaron Keefe, at AaronKeefe10 on Instagram. I'll plug my shows there. JPC, you can find him with a raccoon penis in his mouth.
And a smile on his face.
Bless my heart.
And a monocle on his asshole.
All right, let's plug some of my cousins. Let's
Whoa, that's not a
let's
good
plug,
phrase.
Let's plug Steve. Steve is a lawyer. Let's plug, man, who do we want to plug? Oh, boy, oh, boy. Top cousins. Who are my top cousins? Let's plug John. He's a little boy. Let's plug Cole. I think he's in high school now. Let's plug Jim. True. Jim is sick. Or I'm sorry, she is.
He's sick?
No, she's 2 months older than 1 month older than me. Born in November of the same year. God, those are some of my cousins. Tune in for more. If you want to hear more about my cousins, you can follow my cousin's Instagram at Shark Barkman.
We also have a new podcast coming out on HeadGum. As Aaron mentioned, it's called I Have Great Cousins, but that's not what I want to talk about.
The podcast is called I Have Cousins Fokker, Could You Milk Me? Which is something I've said 1,000 times on this show. You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly.
You can follow me on Twitter at AddleRefi. You follow me on Instagram, same thing. And check us out at World News Tonight. Check out Sibling Speculaire. Check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. Check out other podcasts on the HeadGum Network. They have some great shows. I enjoy a plethora of them. One of my favorites that I'll toss a shout out to is Punch Up the Jams.
And then we are leaving a pause in here for no fucking reason, or for them to respond, or what?
For them in their cars to go, yeah!
Yeah! And Aaron, when you get in your car, what's the noise that you make?
Jupiter! Vroom, vroom!
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Mary Parrish is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily DeBoris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.